From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Monday, December 23rd, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: the smartphone tracking industry, two Facebook stories, and an update on Ring. This is the Business of Tech. On Thursday of last week, the New York Times reported in detail on the smartphone tracking industry. This is distinct from some apps themselves. These are the companies that purchase harvested location data. While anonymous, it isn't difficult to identify individuals once you leverage the data. MIT researchers achieved a 95% match rate in a similar dataset. Meanwhile, 2 days earlier but unrelated, Facebook defended why it tracks users' locations even when tracking services are off to senators investigating the matter. So why do we care? I highly recommend viewing the article, and the link is in the show notes, as the graphics make help the impact more tangible. For a moment, think of the outrage you would have if the government tracked this data. Now think about the difference in accountability of private companies versus governments. It is legal to collect this level of information. We ultimately simply take companies for their word that they are using in an ethical manner, and assuming even perfect ethics of an individual organization, that doesn't account for malicious actors. So let's think about making this actionable. I have three recommendations. First, consider your own stance on this from a business perspective. Where do you think the line should be, and what is reasonable versus not? Those dealing with technology should have a position here to inform their decisions. Second, understand that customers are going to have less understanding of how the technology works, and this is an opportunity to discuss with them the devices they're using, particularly for any business use. Finally, understand the technical controls currently possible with devices you support, and then the areas you're unable to control. You should advise customers on what data may be collected from any business application they leverage. Two unrelated but important Facebook stories. Facebook is reportedly working on its own operating system, intended to be used on their devices. Not necessarily found on phones, this would look to future hardware, and Facebook has both Oculus and Portal running on a modified version of Android. The project is being led by a Microsoft vet who co-authored Windows NT. Facebook has also announced that it is banning posts and ads that mislead users about the 2020 census. Any content which, quote, misrepresents when and how the census occurs, who can participate, and what happens to the person information people submit to the government, end quote. This does apply to ads from politicians and candidates, despite their other rules that do allow lies. So why do we care? A positive and a negative story. This is another new operating system in the works. Remember, the Chinese have announced their own operating system project to have independence from Western governments. Purely speculation, but they could fork Android or Linux and have control of their own hardware. Interesting to see companies and countries wanting less dependence. However, Facebook's rule changes make their already confusing guidelines worse. So you can be a politician and lie, but not about the census. But you can't lie if you're not a politician, but a party. This is an example of trying to create rules for every instance. Sometimes it just isn't that simple, and you shouldn't try. Finally today, following up from the Ring conversations from last week, and which do continue on the episode of Killing It dropping on Tuesday, December 24th, the login information of 3,672 owners has been compromised, and some security experts believe the data was taken from a company database. Ring has not commented that way. So why do we care? The Ring story is still developing, it appears. If you were quick to judge end users here before, take another look, and still remember there's a security consulting opportunity here. Let's unpack two levels here I haven't spoken about before. The first is the product management element to this. Anyone designing products should be considering how to make them more secure by default. Opting out of two-factor authentication rather than opting in is one way to do this. The second is thinking about what kind of disclosures should be required. In the US, privacy laws are still taking shape. What is startling is becoming clear that Ring also has a data leak, and we should be deciding what is important and reasonable for a disclosure. And remember, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. It's starting to look like they may have covered up. Episode 38 of the Killing It podcast is out. First topic, disruptions, what it means to have a market disrupted. Moving on to driverless deliveries and the invasion of the robots. And finally, SplinterNet. What does it mean that the internet is beginning to segment? Three topics, three hosts, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. It's holiday week here, and we are taking off on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, but there'll be episodes for today, for Tuesday, and for Friday. Everyone have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.